The NLP Secret. Welcome to the NLP Secret, an audio course that gives you the power to change your behavior instantly, just by listening and following instructions. Our technique is based on a little-known NLP method called the Physiology of Excellence. It's a vital secret that somehow got lost or forgotten about. It's fast, painless, and works almost like magic to change the way you think and act. Over the years, NLP practitioners learned their craft and went off to do their thing. But for some reason, this simple yet amazing technique went ignored. It's so critical to everything that NLP stands for that many of the early NLP practitioners forgot about it. In fact, it's hardly mentioned anymore. You won't find much literature or documentation to support it. In fact, there are virtually no resources available to learn how to apply the technique. It's never taught in standard NLP courses, and the only people that'll share it with you are the older, leading NLP authority figures that really know the secret behind NLP. Yet the NLP secret, the Physiology of Excellence, does exist, and it's probably the most powerful NLP technique ever uncovered. For the first time ever, we're giving you everything you need to know to gain instant access to the NLP secret. All you need to do is follow the audio course through to completion, and we recommend that you go through the course in its entirety at least once. Then, if you need to brush up on one or two points at a later date, you can always return and listen to specific sections at your leisure. This is the same technique that Anthony Robbins uses. Robbins is an NLP master, famous for his motivational workshops and courses. He employs this very secret to achieve quick changes in his clients' behavior. And now this astonishing secret is available to you, courtesy of this audio course. If you've ever felt shy, nervous, frozen, or unable to act for one reason or another, then you need to know this secret. Here's how it works in a nutshell. When you feel self-conscious or lack confidence in your ability to do something, these feelings are reflected in the way you hold your body. You hold your head down and to the side. Your shoulders slouch, and your whole body collapses on itself. Some people say these actions work like a defense mechanism, protecting you from the world and shielding your vulnerability. And that's true to some extent, but that's not what's really going on. The truth is even simpler than that. Your body reflects how you feel, and vice versa. So if you can control your body, you can control the way you feel. You can turn negative feelings into positive ones, or bad feelings into good ones. You see, we all behave the way we do out of habit. We get used to looking away when we see a pretty girl or a gorgeous man. But it's not just a habit, and you can easily learn to replace that habit with a different, more productive habit. And remember that habits are not all bad. Take the pianist, for example, who was locked away for 10 years with no access to a piano. As soon as he was released, he sat down and played as if he'd been practicing the whole time. When asked how he was able to do it, he said, "I have been practicing with my hands and my head, but just not with a piano." In other words, he developed the habit of practicing so well that he could do it on a desk or chair without an instrument. It had become a habit that he could carry on with or without a piano. The same thing happens to professional sports people. A golfer who hasn't played for many years, for instance, will still be able to hit the ball sweetly and judge distances accurately. These things become habits, and once habits are learned, they can be accessed quickly and easily. So we're going to make your control over your body a habit, and one that you'll be able to duplicate whenever you wish. Sounds easy enough, doesn't it? So what are some of the things you might use this particular technique to help you with? You might be unusually shy and find it difficult to communicate in social situations. Perhaps you see someone across a crowded room and want to approach them, but can't find the courage or confidence to do so. You might lack the self-assurance to speak in public, even in front of a small group of people you know. Words fail you. You hesitate or stand there speechless, getting more flustered by the minute. You might find it impossible to stand up and speak for yourself, either in work situations or simply in more common everyday scenarios. The NLP secret will help you overcome any and all of these things instantly, almost like magic. In a few moments, we'll get started with the exercises. Before that, though, spend some time thinking over a particular behavior that you'd like to change. It could be shyness, lack of confidence, low self-esteem, or any other negative feeling that crops up in your life. Take several minutes to think this through.